It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. And I'm joined now by Mary Beth Hicks, Washington Times columnist and author of the book, Don't Let the Kids Drink the Kool-Aid, Confronting the Left's Assault on Our Families, Faith, and Freedom. Today she's got a piece in our paper called Democrats' War Talk Says Women Are Gullible. And she joins me now. Mary Beth, how are you?
I'm well, Andy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Well, Virginia Slim cigarettes. I haven't heard that in I don't even know how many years. But you draw a comparison to the war on women. How so?
Yeah, you remember the Virginia Slim's brand was launched back in 1968 with that sort of famous, for those of us of a certain age, ad campaign, mm-hmm. You've Come a Long Way, Baby.
Yep.
And they sort of tried to imply that skinny jinnies were going to make you feel independent and free and liberated and all that stuff. Well, really, they were just cigarettes, and all they did was give us more ways to get lung cancer and become nicotine addicted and hook a bunch of teenage girls on smoking, which is really sad fact about those cigarettes, including myself. I'm sorry to say, all the way
really?
Many, you know, shortly thereafter, but, you know, they had that sort of allure. And the Democrats are doing the same thing now. They are selling women some idea that, you know, all you're going to have everything you ever dreamed of with, you know, kind of an entitlement society. And really, it's just completely the opposite. Nothing could be worse for women than the government sugar daddy that President Obama is offering.
Yeah. And yet, Obama's women's numbers are very high. Why? That means somebody's buying this stuff.
Well, you know, interestingly, Andy, in about February, when they did head-to-head comparisons with then both Santorum and Romney, the numbers were actually pretty even, Stephen. It really wasn't until the fabricated war on women was launched back in February with the announcement of the HHS mandate about contraceptive care being required for all providers of employer-based health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they created this completely bogus fear on the part of women that, you know, the Republicans want to ban contraceptives. Nothing could be more ridiculous or further from the truth. And what should have been a big battle about religious liberty became this sort of bogus way to get the girls back in their corner. And it's just insulting. For those of us who are conservative women who could see the whole thing play out, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm curious, what was your gut reaction to the Sandra Fluke testimony?
You know, my gut reaction is I come from a day and age where you don't run around telling everybody about all the sex you're having.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, I don't know. Like, call me a dinosaur, I guess. I don't know, Andy. That felt embarrassing.
No, call you the real right American. That's what I'll call you. And by the way,
I have to say, I too have daughters, three of them. Like Barack Obama was quick to point out, he has daughters, and how proud he'd be. I have daughters. I'd be mortified if they went to Congress and started testifying about their monthly needs for contraception.
No kidding. No kidding.
If they're listening, please note.
Yeah. Mom, behave. The cost, $3,000 during college? Who knew?
Yeah. And all that time, we thought they were in the library.
Yeah.
Go figure. Yeah.
Yeah, I paid for a couple of those educations. Now I have to go back and investigate, I guess. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. No, you don't want to know. You don't want to know.
You're probably right. All right, and then the president goes on to host a women's forum at the White House, and he, for all intents and purposes, insults them right off the bat.
Yeah, well, this women's forum in and of itself was a pretty brilliant strategic move, because now, as soon as they saw that the numbers were moving back, that women were, you know, have decided to be loyal to Obama because they're afraid we're going to, you know, the government, the Republicans are going to take away their birth control pills. Silliness that is. So now the Obama White House sees, okay, we've got them back where we want them. Let's do, you know, let's get them on the same page on all these issues. So they throw this women's forum on economics. And, you know, and really he comes in and the first thing he does is make some sexist joke about how he did, you know, he knew he was supposed to be down there where the forum was happening. But since it was women, he knew that they'd take some time to settle down.
Yeah.
Like, oh, ho, ho, women take so long to, you know, we're always late for things. Okay.
Yeah.
You get it.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you know, they forgave him this little, you know, rib because he's Barack Obama. He can say anything he wants.
That's exactly right. Yeah. All right. One final thing. How do conservatives right this ship? You know, many conservative women know this is nothing but a scam, like yourself. But how do we convince others of the same?
Well, conservative women need to be speaking out to their friends and neighbors and, you know, in the school parking lot about the serious things that matter to us, about you know, genuine economic issues like the debt, like energy independence, like jobs. I mean, these are the things we really care about. And if we are talking to women who are politically minded and they go down the road of this sort of bogus, you know, but aren't Republicans against women and contraception and stuff, we need to correct that misinformation. That's just malarkey. And, you know, it can't stand. And we need to remember what that whole thing was. It was the religion war, the war on religion that was being launched by the left, not a war on women that was being launched by the right. Yeah. And, you know, we need to just keep speaking out. The more I think that conservative women feel empowered by information, the more effective they can be, and that's really what we have to do. But all women are not a voting bloc, and I'm not in the voting bloc, for sure.
Yeah. Well, listen, I love your stuff, and I know a lot of people do. Keep up the good work, and it was great having you on today, and we'll do it again. Is that all right?
Sounds great, Andy. Would love to do it.
All right. Thank you. Mary Beth Hicks, check it out in today's Washington Times. Democrats' war talk says women are gullible.